inspired by Candom Coffee House and Sunny, actually Sunny's wife, who produced some delicious coffee beans coated in dark chocolate. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is also turning her hand to doing it. Watched a little YouTube clip yesterday and then went out shopping. Got some organic green and black dark chocolate, 70% cocoa. It's organic, of course. And got some Guatemalan coffee beans that I brought back from the World of Coffee. Nice, just had a little bit left. And these Guatemalan beans, they're actually Antiguan beans. They're just beautiful. And I think just cracking one between my teeth, just like that, made me feel like really trying to imagine how that would taste like with some coffee, with some chocolate coated around those beautifully roasted Arabica beans. So I'm not sure how many beans I'll be able to put through the chocolate that I've melted on. Well, it's called the bain-marie, so what it is you boil some water and then you put a glass container above the steam that the boiling water produces and just let that chocolate melt very slowly. And in fact, it has melted. So I've put aside 40 grams of beautifully roasted beans. Let's see how many beans I can actually coat with 150 grams of green and black dark 70% cocoa chocolate. It's almost ready to go and it's very exciting. So I'm dropping my first few beans in to the melted chocolate. Oh yes, that looks lovely. I've got a fork there as well, which I'm gonna coat the beans with. I'm not gonna put too many in at first. And I'm just whizzing it around in that dark chocolate. Ooh, that looks great. And I got a tin and I put some greased paper onto the tin because I'm gonna fish those little beans out once they've been coated in chocolate and one by one put them on my prepared grease foil. So let me just go and do that. Oh, they're taking to the chocolate like a duck does to water, coating them beautifully. I just gotta spread them out a bit. It takes a bit of skill, I will say. I don't want to get too much, I don't want to lose too much chocolate on the grease paper itself. This is going to take a little skill to do. It's actually quite fiddly to do. To get them one by one is almost impossible. So I'm taking a little cluster of about three and just spreading them out, three or four at a time. Those beans are quite small. I mean, they're beautifully roasted Arabica beans, but they're on the small side. Well, I'm patiently picking those beans out almost one by one, while little clusters forming and dropping them onto the grease paper and then kind of separating them. And of course, I can't do all this on my own, so I've got Shirley here to help me. Shirley, it's quite tricky, isn't it?
Quite fiddly. It's quite and very labour-intensive.
Yeah, but I think the reward will be amazing. It just looks delicious. And I must say, I've had one or two that have not dried yet. Just the chocolate coated on them, not dried, but aged and cracking into a well-roasted, lovely bean like these Guatemalan Antiguan beans are. It's just delicious. I think I'll be on a high very soon, especially as I've had an espresso already this morning. Well, we're going to pick them out, continue picking them out, almost one by one. And once we finish, we'll put it in the fridge, let the chocolate solidify around those beautiful beans, and then eat them!
Yay!
Yay! Well, I will say that 150 grams of chocolate go a long way. 40 grams of beans have been coated and I still have a lot of chocolate left. So on to some different beans. Not quite sure which ones yet. See if we can also have our palate be so discerning to actually detect what bean we're cracking into. beneath this coat of chocolate. Okay, so Shirley and I are nearly there, and we've just discovered, because it is so labor-intensive and because we've already put two plates into the fridge and they're actually drying quite nicely, but there's no shine to the beans. And Shirley being Shirley googled it immediately, and she found out, what did you find out? We need a special contraption.
What we're doing is absolutely not the right way to do it. What we're doing is we're dipping. You're supposed to pan it. You have a special machine that tumbles the beans with a shot and blast of cold air. So as you spray the chocolate on, it immediately cools and dries, and you keep doing that, which then builds up a thick coating of chocolate.
Mm.
And then after that, there's a glaze that gets put on.
Mm. But however, you said, good for being curious enough to try it.
Exactly.
So Coffee Mama Jumbo is always curious when it comes to coffee.